Okay, with Siyata Dishmaya, we're going to finish up Meretz Hashem, Siman Gimel and Amud Yomi, where in Sif Yud, the Halacha brings down that when you're wiping yourself, lo yikaneach biyad yamin, you should not wipe yourself with your right hand. Here's the basic Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach Bet Amar Aleph that says that mipnei ma'in mekanchem biyamin ela b'smol. Gemara emphasizes that it's not just a regular way and right, but you have to use your left. Amarava, there are different reasons brought down on the Gemara. Imnei shatorah nitna biyamin, the Torah was given with in the right hand. Shenam mar mimino ish dat lamo. Another answer the Gemara says, Rabba bar bar chan amar mimnei shikrovala peh, that you would bring your right hand near your mouth. It's also disgusting that way. Shimon Lakish, they should kosher but tefillin, because you use that, you use your hand to tie your tefillin on your left hand. And again, if you would be wiping with your right hand, it's a bizoy, and also some of the excrement might come onto you, onto the tefillin. And then Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, and afterwards, there's a long Rashi, what that means. and afterwards, the Gemara describes that this is a Machlokas Tanoim, as we had talked about. And then Rav Tanchum Bar Chanilai talks about within that piece, Kolat Sanua Bebeit Akise, you are saved from Shlosha Dvarim, Mina Nachashim, Mina Krabim, Mina Mazikim. So, what's interesting is that when you look at the actual Halachan Mishkapura, he quotes he only quotes the reason of Mimnei Shekot Shabbat and Sifkatan Yitzayim, Mimnei Shekot Shabbat Tfilin, Hazra Smali. He does say, there are Tami Machirim. If you look at the Rambam, Rambam includes this again in yesterday's Rambam, also in Parakei and Hilchos Deos, within that idea of Tzniut. Now, the bottom line is, for many years I was makbid on this, and then the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that Lamaise brings down from Gedolei Poskim, since we use a toilet paper for many, many Poskim, you're allowed to be mekanech whichever hand which is easier for you and all your fingers. And you can be somech on this. Because it used to be, it brings down here in the footnotes that bizman chazal shelo kinchu b'niyar, they didn't use niyar or some sort of witchcraft, but with parts of stones. So then, with your hands, they're afraid. That's why you couldn't use the right hands, because somehow you would have some sort of remnants left over. Okay, so that's halacha, which is interesting at the time of the Gemara, why you would not be able to use Yad Yamin nowadays. It seems to be you can use whichever hand you want. Similarly, in halach Yir Gimel, it says, lo yashtin me'umad, you should not urinate while standing up, mimnei tzitzotso, nitzotso, dan nitazin al raglav, because of the remnants of the urinating onto your feet. That you do it into a land that's properly plowed. Again, here, again, the Piskei Tshuvos explains that this was bizmanehem, that they would go without pants, that we have. But nowadays, when you have pants, and you're not so worried that it's going to go all over you, even if a little bit does go on to you, it's not nikar, and you'll be fine. You're not going to be davening with any type of things on you. The last piece, which we'll say much more when we get to Siman Tzadik Beis, the question of holding it in. In Halach Yud Zayin, it says, Hamash Nekavav over Mishum Bal Teshaksu. If you hold in, you have to go to the bathroom, you hold it in, you're over an Isser Bal Teshaksu. If you're holding in to let out some gas, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph, you're not over Bal Teshaksu. Already the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in the name of the Prima Gadim, if you hold it in because of Kavod HaBrios, till you get to Makom Tznua, you're not over. There's a whole discussion whether Bal Teshaksu is an Isser De'oraisa or an Isser De'rabban. Just give you one nafkamina, and then we'll talk much more about it when we get to Siman Tzadik Bet, Sif Aleph, and Sif Bet. But already the Mishnah Berurah talks about how in Siman Tzadik Bet, he talks about a nafkamina, saying that it's only De'rabban when a teacher. Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Zion in Siman Tzadik Bet, he says, Vimu Milamei Torah L'Rabim Udoresh Uve'emtza Nitztarech L'Nekavav. You're in the middle of giving a shiur and then you have to go to the bathroom, even if you have to defecate Gedolim, Mutu Lo L'Shot Atzmo, because he says the Bal Teshaksu is only in Isser Rabbanim. Since it's in Isser Rabbanim, he called me Bnei Kavod HaBrios Nidcha. At the beginning of Yafeh. So that's what we'll see. We'll talk about Bal Teshaksu, about making sure before you daven, you should check. You know, you shouldn't daven. I just read Koheles recently in Sukkot, where it mentions that pasuk in Perek Dalet of Shmor Raglecha Kasher Telecha Beit HaElokim. Chazal said that Hashem says, watch Shmor Nekavecha before you go and daven. Make sure that you've gone to the bathroom, so you don't have to in the middle of tefillah. That we'll see, Mirtz Hashem, when we get to Siman Tzadik Bet. Please God, next time we will start Siman Dalet in Netilas Yadayim.